Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 5, 6, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand and keep you and give you for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles. What's the devil trying to do? Keep people in darkness. Keep reading, verse 7. To do what? To open the blind eyes and do what? To bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. What do they got on prisons?
Gates.
Doors. Bars. Gates. Bars. To do what? Primarily to keep them in. But also to keep something from the outside from getting into them that would help them get out. And you can see this. The enemy is the god of this world. The name Satan means adversary. That's what Satan means. And it basically means the one who opposes. He's opposed. What's he opposing? What's he trying to stop? Well, Jesus came to undo what he's done.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm building my church. And the gates of hell, the gates that the enemy is trying to hold on this planet, to keep the prisoners in the prison house, to keep those that are blind in the darkness, he's endeavoring to keep the light out and keep the prisoners in. And it's not working. He keeps losing them. He lost you. And he lost me. Hallelujah. Go to Colossians 1, please. Colossians 1. Colossians 1 and 12. He said, giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He's delivered us from what? From the power of darkness. And he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Back up to verse 13 again. Let me read that to you from the NIV. He's rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. The New American says he's delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Is that true? Has that happened to you?
Yes.
What does that mean? You were delivered, rescued out from under the control and dominion of darkness, and you were translated. Translated means you went somewhere. You went from here to over here. You know what happened? You got out. I said, you got out. You got out. Out of what? Out of the prison house. Out of the darkness. Out of the blindness. Out of the control of sin and death. You got out. You got out. Hallelujah. And the gates couldn't keep you in. How'd you get out? The gates couldn't keep the glorious light of the gospel from getting to you.
Amen.
And the gates couldn't keep you from getting out.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, somebody needs to say, I'm out. I got out. I got out. I got out. Millions, multiplied millions, are not out. They are inside. They are under the dominion and control of darkness. They are behind the gates in sin and in death and in darkness, believing lies, ignorant of the truth, tormented, vexed, looking for answers, trying everything in the world. You've been there. We've been there. And the enemy is doing everything in his power to keep this world locked down in this darkness. He has a God complex. He does. He wants to be God. He ain't even close. But he did. Apparently, was created a magnificent being, an amazing being. But it wasn't enough for him. Man, you got to watch. You know, one of the biggest things, Phyllis and I talk about this, we've seen this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, how people got off and messed up and robbed and out of the plan of God. It started off with being unthankful and thinking somebody owes you more, thinking you deserve something. Friend, that's throwing the doors open and inviting the devil in to deceive. People don't owe you. God doesn't owe you. That's why it's by grace. It's a gift. It's not owed to you. That's one of the biggest problems of the whole world. People think, well, I got a right to this, and this belongs to me, and they owe this to me, and that's how you disqualify yourself from grace. Because grace means you don't deserve it. It's not owed to you. It's just something to be thankful for. And the devil should have been, when he wasn't the devil, should have been thankful. Right? For what God had given him, what he was made. But no, he decided he should have more because he's so amazing. And he still today, you remember, he tempted Jesus. He wanted him to fall down, Jesus, and worship him. That didn't happen. It's not going to happen. Ever. Right? But he's got this God complex that that's what he's doing right now. He's acting like this is his world. Oh, he'd tell anybody, this is my planet. This ain't the devil's planet. Well, he's acting like it is. And it sure looks and feels like it is. He is ruling and reigning down here. He's got this whole thing under the power of darkness. With the exception. I said, with the exception of those that have been delivered out of the power and dominion of darkness and have been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus. Whoo, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go to Luke 4. Let's look at Luke's account of what we read there in they're tied together, I should say, in Isaiah. We have reason to believe that Jesus preached this in numerous places many times. He called for the scroll, the writing of the prophet Isaiah. He found the place where it was written in verse 17. And in verse 18, he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He's anointed me." Now let's just stop right here. From 1 John 3, why was Jesus manifested? To undo, to loosen, dissolve, destroy the works of the devil. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord's on me because He's anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor." That's the good news light getting into them where they are. "And He sent me to heal the brokenhearted." To preach what? Deliverance to the captives. and recovering of sight to the blind, to do what? To set at liberty them that are bruised. Sounds like some people are shut up, imprisoned. Did you notice what Jesus said about what Peter said? He said, "You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He said, "You didn't get that from earth. You didn't get that from here. You didn't get that from any man or woman down here. You didn't get that from down here. You got that from the Father in heaven." Here's a great, great revelation, friends. Heaven is endeavoring to manifest on earth. Think about it. Thy kingdom come, what? If God's will is manifested in the earth, isn't that heaven manifest? Well, it's what he said. On earth, how? As it is in heaven. But the enemy is seeking to prevent it. He's seeking to keep everybody down here in the dark, blind, and to keep that light out and to keep heaven out. And that's when the next verse he says, "And I give to you the keys to the kingdom." What did it say? Whatever you bind where? On earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He's talking about traffic from heaven and earth. A flow. Go to James, the first chapter, please. You go there, and I'm going to read something to you from Daniel. Remind you of this. In the book of Daniel, in the 10th chapter, you're going to James. Daniel sought the Lord in praying, seeking Him about His plan and about His will and about His word coming to pass. And in verse 12, this is the Young's literal, I believe it is. An angel came to Daniel. Where did this angel come from?
Heaven.
Do you know Jesus talks about He came from heaven. The Bible said the Holy Spirit was sent down from heaven. Right?
Yes.
From heaven. From heaven. And so Daniel is looking for answers. He's looking for the will of God and the plan of God. Where's that coming from? That's coming from heaven. So a messenger from heaven came to him to get it to him, what he's asking for.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.